Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had four posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized the study where the authors reported that pain, demographics, and hip and core strength or endurance may help predict which patients with patellofemoral pain will improve after a hip or core strengthening program or a knee strengthening program. In another study, we reported where the authors found that students at U.S. Service Academy with an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction tended to report poor patient-reported outcomes at 2 years post-reconstruction than healthy, uninjured peers. We also shared two statements. The first was from a group of experts that the National Basketball Association and USA Basketball gathered to offer recommendations for promoting a healthy and positive experience in youth basketball. The other statement was the 2018 consensus statement on exercise therapy and physical interventions to treat patellofemoral pain. This was from the International Patellofemoral Pain Research Retreat. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors developed a clinical prediction rule that incorporated clinically measurable factors such as age, sex, weight, hip strength, core endurance, and flexibility to predict positive outcomes after a hip or core strengthening program or a knee strengthening program for individuals who had patellofemoral pain. The authors did these analyses using data from a previously discussed trial. 199 participants were randomly assigned to a hip and core focused program or a knee focused rehabilitation program. Each group completed a 6-week rehabilitation program that consisted of 3 sessions per week along with a home exercise program. Participants reported pain using a 10 centimeter visual analog scale and the Kajula anterior knee pain scale to report knee function. A successful rehabilitation was defined as a decrease in the visual analog scale by 2 centimeters or an increase in anterior knee pain scale by greater than 8 points. 80% of the hip and core focused group and 77% of the knee focused group had successful outcomes. Participants in both groups who had successful outcomes maintained these improvements 6 months after rehabilitation. Participants with more pain, better function, and greater lateral core endurance, and less anterior core endurance were more likely to have a successful outcome after the hip and core focused program. Individuals with lower weight, weaker hip internal rotation, stronger hip extension, and greater trunk extension endurance were more likely to have success after the knee strengthening program. The authors found pain, demographics, and hip and core strength or endurance may help predict who will improve after a strengthening intervention. Both clinical prediction rules were better at predicting who would be successful than predicting who would not be successful with a rehabilitation program. It was interesting to note that there were different predictive factors per group, which suggests that patients with patellofemoral pain may represent subgroups with different causes and would require different rehabilitation programs. These clinical predictive rules could help clinicians individualize rehabilitation programs to further improve patient care. Medical professionals should be aware of these clinical factors that may predict which rehabilitation program would be most successful. However, implementation of this clinical prediction rule should be applied with caution until further validation studies have been conducted. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week's most popular post was a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine with pearls of wisdom from Jo Gibson, which included a podcast with her discussing how to rehabilitate the athlete after shoulder surgery. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these posts, our courses, and the blog post on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.